Thursday, the 18th of September, my first full day in Kitwe yesterday, filming with Lillian Mula and having a look at what they do at the Girls' Centre and the Street Life Project. They had their Wednesday feeding of the street children there, and that was just amazing to kind of see. I think they had about 150 in the end, although Lillian kind of laid on some sweets and some crisps, which I think helped attract a few extra kind of hungry males to the to their little site. Also had a look around the facilities for the girls' orphanage, and it was just incredible to see what they are doing there with very little in the way of terms of resources. You know, the facilities are, you know, what I describe as basic. Looking very tired. They could do with a lot more to help improve the facilities across the board, really. Furniture, redecoration, new kitchen, new shower and toilet facilities, help with improving the electrics. There was a lot of bare wires and things kind of knocking around, and things like that. And also Lillian said that when they're feeding the street kids, they're just doing that with whatever resources that can be scraped together at the time. So, you know, they're badly in need of partners to help them kind of help the church fund that on a regular basis. And, you know, also sponsors for the kids. I think the orphans get sponsored. I think they can kind of sponsor other children kind of that are kind of around and about the area. All the kids are technically homeless, but they are the area where it's in. They are kind of, very severely impoverished. So therefore, you know, Lillian's just got a massive, massive, massive heart to reach out and have an impact on these kids' lives in a positive way. So, yeah, that was in the morning, and then we went back, had some lunch, and then went back in the afternoon. And the kids at the orphanage, the boys and the girls, the boys came over. The boys are on a separate site. They came over and put on a show for me, which I was trying to film, and it was just amazing to see the confidence. In fact, the Dayspring Ministries motto is restoring confidence. I think that's right. That's exactly what they appeared to be doing. You know, the kids were performing and doing dances, you know, dance routines like you'd see on the X Factor, and raps and poems. And then I think the biggest impact kind of had really was on a few of them gave little testimonies as to how the project has helped them and what their sponsors mean to them and what they want to do and what they want to achieve in life. And Lillian said many of them come in when they're younger, having lost both parents with shattered lives. And it's, you know, she says it's fantastic to see confidence and hope for the future being slowly restored to their lives through the work that's being done. And, I can't recommend it highly enough in terms of, you know, the need for support and kind of, you know, things that can be done. By the time I post this up online, I will try and put some links up there so that if you hear, see, and anything of what I managed to capture and present, and you want to sponsor a child or donate to Dayspring in other ways, I will get the relevant links and put them on the post, on Audio Boo and on Mum's blog, which is hillaryswellandbeyond.co.uk, which is still, I will populate with content when I get back. It didn't happen before I go away, really, so but I'm collecting plenty of stuff to put up there when I get back. I was hoping I could do a bit about here, do a bit out here, but yeah, Wi-Fi connection when you can get it is patchy at best, so it's proving really difficult and frustrating on the communications front sometimes, communicating home. I just made a few calls from my UK mobile, which I know is going to cost me a fortune, but you know, sometimes needs must and all that. So yeah, so that's where we are on the 18th. The well is still proving to be elusive, frustrating, and perplexing. I'm quite sure we've got in store for us today, but I will report back and update everyone tomorrow. Gee. Okay.